All right, we'll move along. Up next will be Oregon coach Mark Helfrich. The Ducks have an open date this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Paula Bovin, Arizona Republic.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Paula.
This is working on a story about recruiting, and it's pretty much an obvious question, but I'm wondering how much you think your facilities help your process there, and do you find there's one thing that maybe players coming in that you're recruiting seem most impressed with?
Well, yeah, I think immeasurable is maybe the answer to the first part of that. we have to kind of go everywhere or try to go everywhere in our reach, just in our initial screening to come down to a signing class. And then I think what people are most surprised by is the people. And invariably, people are excited about the Nike component, the facilities, all those aspects of it. But then they're blown away by the quality of people that are going to surround them. And I think that goes for everything, whether it's the chemistry student that thinks they're going to be supported really well. Everybody kind of wins in that scenario.
Great, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mark, for my small sports writer brain, I can't understand how Washington defense can play better this year than it did last year in a lot of ways without all of those star players in the NFL. What are they doing well?
They're doing a lot well. Schematically, they're just tremendously sound. They kind of make you earn everything in terms of they play deep to short a lot in the secondary. They don't really ever give you a chance to get over the top. Very good schematically how they game plan for everybody's run tendencies and style, not only just tendencies, but the style of run game you might have. And then the same thing in the passing game as far as how they attack their protections. And then they just play really good team defense. And, yeah, that's kind of what we were sitting around talking about leading into the game is how are they better with losing whatever it was, 4 first-round picks or whatever, but just playing tremendously well.
And what was your overall assessment of Vernon Adams' play in his first game back?
He played okay. I mean, you could definitely tell it was his first game back. A lot of stuff, just basic things of kind of his eye progression and where his eyes were to start wasn't correct, or some things of trying to predict things rather than, there's always that fine line as a quarterback of predicting versus anticipating, and we were trying to predetermine things a little bit too much. And so I think some of those things will get cleaned up quickly. Obviously did a really good job of keeping his eyes downfield when the pocket broke down or when he flushed, and we had some guys make some plays downfield.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Rich Hammond, the Orange County Register.
Hi, Mark. Humor me a Utah question. I'm just working on something on Travis Wilson. Wondering if you saw anything from him this year that maybe you didn't see in the last couple of years, or could speak to his progression a little bit as a quarterback.
I think the biggest thing for Travis is he's been healthier. I've always thought he was a tremendous player. He can run. He can throw. He's hard to tackle. And I think him staying healthy for the most part, obviously had a little hiccup here at the beginning of this year, but him staying healthy and the guys around him staying healthy has really, really paid off for everybody, except their opponents.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Chris Dufresne, Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Mark. Usually this time of year, for probably the last decade, you guys have been in the thick of the national title race. You're kind of in a different spot. Has your mindset changed at all? Have you had to, remind your team that there's still everything or a lot to play for? Has it changed?
No, I think you're not going to change, kind of your way about, just how you go about things. you know, just in terms of how we approach a bye week or how we approach the structure of that, other than right now just a ton of education, just playing so many young guys in key positions or guys that haven't played that much. We're hammering home certain elements that maybe this time of year it's been the actual structure of practice has been a little bit more, you know, get healthy and get the threes work and get the scout teams work, all those kind of things. It's a little bit more balanced right now. And then, you know, we've always looked at what we have left and what we have right now, as opposed to what's behind us. And I think that you know, is never gonna change.
Does the word spoiler bother you? I mean, you've kind of heard that term now with Oregon. That, well, you know, they can still mess things up. And does that bother you at all, basically say, well, you know, we can still actually win the conference?
I haven't really thought of it that way. And I know there's been a lot of people trying to spoil our you know, spoil our business, as you said, the last few years. So, we're so focused on just improvement and the million things that we need to get better at. How that's characterized is, you know, obviously that you're the experts on that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right, we'll take one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe, the Seattle Times.
Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Is there anything different about Washington State this year? Like, what do you think they're doing well?
That's a long potential answer. You know, we, you know, and without any, you know, lack of respect for our game, you know, we really felt like we just didn't finish and didn't finish the first half very well, didn't finish regulation very well, had a bunch of chances to finish drives, whether it was a third and two late or a fourth and one, all those kind of things. We had a million chances to finish. And then I think they, you know, against us, I have no idea about how to characterize these other games. They outfinished us in some way, whether it was execution or a late play or whatever. And, you know, had a very weird last minute of that game. But that's a great question.
So, I mean, is there anything that they did, you think, that was surprising to you in terms of how the team that you've played against, Washington State, the last couple of years, is there anything about them that's better this year?
Is there anything that's better? Defensively, their defensive line is always a very physical group, and they lost some guys. Some key contributors that they replaced and did a really good job of that. And then, you know the scheme that you're going to get. They've done a great job of that forever. And just enough run game to keep you off balance, just enough screen game to keep you off balance and do their deal.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that'll do it for you today, Mark. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the open date.
All right, Dave, thanks.